Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
It's time now for Travel Thursday, Kampong Glam. You know that place, don't you? Historically, one of Singapore's oldest urban quarters, and it's an area where we're quite familiar with. The word kampong, of course, means compound in Malay. Glam refers to the long-leaved paper bark tree that's commonly found in the area and that's used for things like boat making or medicine or even as a seasoning for food. Now, the district has a history that dates back to Singapore's colonial era when Sir Stamford Raffles allocated the area to the Malay, Arab and Bugis communities. And there have been a few interesting fun facts that have come along as well. Like, for example, did you know that Kampong Glam Teh Sarabat stall by Sarabat, if I'm pronouncing that right, started life from a pushcart? Well, that should be quite interesting. Or that Jamal Kazura Aromatics has been blending its own perfumes from saffron, saddlewood, frankincense and other materials since the year 1933. Well, you know what? There's a lot to talk about this area. And we want to put the focus on the heritage businesses in Kampong Glam and how such businesses will be featured in the National Heritage Board's upcoming Street Corner Heritage Galleries Kampong Glam. To tell us more about it is Noor Salin Saleh, who's Deputy Director, Education and Community Outreach, National Heritage Board. Salin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Elliot. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk to us about this. Kampong Glam, centered on the busy Arab street. Lots of tradition there. Lots of life, lots of lifestyle. I love the area. What are some historical facts about the area that we might not be aware of?
Well, you know, Kampong Glam is a fascinating precinct with very rich history, cultures and memories, right? And used to be the seat of the Malay royalty in Singapore, especially for Sultan Hussein Mohammad Shah. And the compound of Malay Heritage Centre right now used to be his residence. So that's one. And then the other interesting fact would be that the area also used to be a hub for the Muslim pilgrims to transit right up to 1970s. Can you imagine that? Before boarding the ship to Mecca. So Haji Lane used to have a lot of boarding houses for the pilgrims to stay and some to earn extra money before departing for the journey. The boarding houses that used to be on the second story of the Haji Lane site, now it's full of fashion and retail shops. And of course, as you mentioned it just now, is that the name of the precinct, Kampong Glam, you know, and it's Glam, came from the Malay word of Glam. It's named after the trees, which you can find in the Malay Heritage Centre gardens.
So it's like community tree, like, if you were to translate.
Yeah, it's a peeling tree. It's exfoliating itself, you know. So if you see a peeling tree in the garden of Malay Heritage Centre, that is the Glam tree.
Okay, Salin, I put you on the spot for a bit. Which is your favourite spot in Kampong Glam?
There's so many. I mean, the whole place is like, you know, from Arab Street, Beach Road, Ophir Road, Jalan Sultan to Victoria Street. You cannot go anywhere. I mean, food. I'm a foodie. I cannot. It's, you can find Arab food, Mediterranean food, Italian food, Japanese food, all sorts of food there. So you put me in a spot to pinpoint,
right,
one particular food place.
It's either one of the prata places or me, right? I go there. There's a place. I don't want to say on air, but there's a place there. The Onde Onde cake.
It just oozes, right? It just pops once you chew on it, right?
Hungry already. Okay. So if one were to plan a trip to Kampong Glam, what would you say should be on the list of places to go?
I would say try the back lanes of the streets along Jalan Pinang, all the way up to Jalan Kledek.
Okay. I mean, colours-wise, it's beautiful. The buildings are, it really just stands out, right? But we are in a situation where right now it's phase 2 heightened alert. How have the businesses, you know, been coping? They've already, for 1.5 years, had to cope without tourists. How are they coping now?
I think it's a bit tough. Although some of them are the FMBs, of course, are quite resilient. They are going into delivery right now, right? But the other businesses, like the textile lane along Arab Street, those are a bit more affected, right? Cafe-wise as well, if there is no takeout, then it's very hard for them to survive.
Yeah.
And of course, that place is now, it's kind of down on tourism as well.
Mm.
So a lot of the things are quite slow.
Yeah. I actually, way before the pandemic, I moved into my new house and I bought a massive carpet from that area. And even then, you know, you notice back then people would just step in just to browse, and you end up having a conversation because they're such experts, these store holders, right? And who knows, they might make a sale there and then. But now people won't even bother. They just walk past the store. And it's just sad, the situation. I mean, what kind of efforts are being put in to make the area attractive to locals, to make them at least look forward to going back there once this whole phase 2 heightened alert is lifted?
I think it's not just NHB. Other agencies and also partners on the ground are also working to kind of help the businesses around there as well. So, of course, Discovery Singapore vouchers are there because there is a few boutique hotels around that area.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's still learning journey going around, but it's home-based learning, right?
Mm.
So we do see guest teachers or guides going around, at least showing the area so that to the students back at home. At least there's some exposure there. But after that, I think it's all about, you know, rallying their history and heritage and coming back. I mean, Arab Street, Kampung Glam is not unfamiliar to the locals. People know where to find food,
yeah.
where to go in Kampung Glam. So they will come back
once
things are, you know, improve and recover.
The beautiful thing about that area is it's so walkable. In that sense, even on a hot day, you're okay walking that entire area. And then after that, walking to, I mean, an air-conditioned mall like Bugis Junction that's nearby, you don't really feel it. You don't really feel it drag on you, or at least that's the feeling I get. Walk us through some of the heritage businesses in the area. I mean, could you name a few? Which one is the longest that's been there?
So, I guess the longest would be one of VSS Varusai and also Jamal Kazura. There's a few of us, Sin Hin Chuan Kee as well, that they are one of the authorized dealers for YKK. And then other food-related F&Bs, Rumah Makan Minang, Sabah Menanti, Nasi Padang, and Warung Nasi Pariaman as well.
Yeah, you're telling me all the places to go and eat, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, you cannot disassociate
you
food, can, right,
yeah,
from
you
Kampung Glam.
That is our culture here in Singapore. You're absolutely right on that. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the street corner heritage galleries. I mean, who are the shops involved in the Kampung Glam precinct, and why was Kampung Glam picked for this particular initiative?
The Street Corner Heritage Gallery is a 3-year pilot scheme that involves several precincts. It was first rolled out in Balestier in March last year. And then we work closely with the owners of the local shop with at least 30 years of history to kind of co-create mini museums at their premises that showcase their history and heritage of their businesses and trades. From that, we kind of worked with 7 shops. They are the Bai Sarabat Shop, Jamal Kazura, Rumah Makan Minang, Sabah Menanti, Jin Hin Chuan Kee, Barusai, Muhammad and Sons, and the Warung Nasi Pariaman. That's how we select them. They're definitely at least more than 30 years of history in that precinct.
Yeah, we spoke to the Warung Nasi Pariaman recently, and they've got, it's a family business, you know, handed down. So there's a lot of culture and stories that go into this area. I suppose to wrap things up, Celine, what are the plans to keep Kampung Glam attractive to locals and tourists? I mean, obviously this is post-COVID. What are the plans to make it even more vibrant than it already is?
Well, we work with our heritage institution, the Malay Heritage Centre, to kind of do up programs involving the stakeholders, the shops, to kind of rally, you know, do some guided tours or some sort of programming in the future. At the moment, it's not possible, but probably we're looking sometime, probably end of the year or even next year, to kind of rally them up, you know, and showcase their history and heritage.
Hopefully things do improve, and you know, it'd be nice to walk that area again sometime soon with, you know, more vibrancy, of course. I've been speaking with Noor Salin Saleh, who is Deputy Director, Education and Community Outreach for the National Heritage Board. Salin, really appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.